The State Board of Education met in Dover, and there was praise for the recent emergency order to reopen schools for 5 days a week starting in August. But as WUSF's Jessica Mazaros reports, one board member questioned it.
The governor, the superintendent for Hillsborough County Schools, and multiple board members applauded Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran's order, saying how flexible it is for parents who can choose for their kids to go back to brick-and-mortar schools or continue with a virtual education. Board member Michael Olnick did not share that sentiment.
On the one side, we're saying flexibility. On the other side, we're saying on the order itself, the emergency order, it talks about the opt-out, and that opt-out is dependent on certain conditions. And that's my concern.
The conditions he's referring to involve local health departments contributing to the decision of whether or not a school closes. Olnick thinks it should be up to individual school boards to decide which schools open and how they do so. Olnick asked the board to consider rescinding the mandate for schools to be open 5 days a week. Corcoran said that was not going to happen.
Part of that flexibility is if a parent would like to have their child in a bricks and mortar classroom with a teacher in front of them 5 days a week, they absolutely should have that option, and it will not come out of the emergency order.
The meeting took place at Strawberry Crest High School in Dover. Outside, about 40 parents, teachers, students, faculty, and community members protested against schools reopening. Jessica Mazaros, WUSF 89.7 News.